I know, first thing, a couple things I think we need to appreciate here. First of all, we had 26 guys that came on a moment's notice to come here and compete. And that's what I just want to talk to them about. They did a great job. Now, to come this quick and form a team as quickly as we did so we can get a lot of execution done, I can't tell you how much I appreciate them. And how it works with those guys is sometimes injuries may come along the line, and we evaluate them, we make a list, and there's a chance maybe we can get a couple off this group that came in. Secondly, what is that? Underneath the banners?
Know, right?
How about that? The fans? Are you kidding me? That is awesome, man. I mean, I come out here, I look, and they're all lined up underneath there. I don't know, they said, I don't know how many, 5,000, 6,000 fans. I mean, people over there, what a credit to Shot. You know, I think his vision. That's why when I go around and talk to people, it's just that they feel so confident in his vision. I think it's a credit to him, the organization. But it feels good. I do know that. And our fans, we talk about connect with the following and try to help them go along this journey with us. And when we get excited, they get excited. When we have tough times, they do. But we're going to do this thing together. And to be able to come out and see a group of people that are that passionate for good football and to watch passionate players is something. So I can't say that enough to both those groups. But good practice. We cut down. We actually took the same script we had yesterday and did it today. And I think the message for our players was, look, when you feel more comfortable, when you know exactly what you're supposed to do, look how much freer you play. And that's the lessons we wanted to give to our players to say, look, all of a sudden you have confidence, and now you play a little bit better, you run your routes better, you block a little bit better, you do all that, and I wanted to mimic what it should feel like during the season. When you're totally prepared, that's how it should feel. Now, obviously, we made some mistakes and things we got to improve on, but they picked up on that part. And I think along with tempo of practice and how everything is run, those lessons right there I think are invaluable for our team. So it was awesome. We took a photo at the end with everybody involved, and just a great couple days.
Of the 26 guys, will you ask any to stay?
Yeah, Dave and I were just talking about that. We may have a couple guys that we talked to. We got to just see physical-wise.
Jerome Jr. kind of stands out there. He made a lot of plays yesterday, made a lot more today.
Yeah.
One
of the guys we're talking about, yeah. Okay.
What is it about him? I mean, he's got size.
Yeah, he's got size. You know, I know we like, you know, his footwork. Some of the things, we're just looking for traits, you know, traits that they have and what they can offer. So, you know, I think until we watch the second day film, you know, we'll have a better idea.
Did Telvin Smith stay consistent today? Or would you?
Yeah, he did. I think, you know, as you know, he's got a strong personality and very vibrant personality. And I think you saw more of that today. And again, that's a credit to you. He felt more confident, I think. And, you know, that's part of the reason we drafted him was that spirit.
I think Bortles looked doing the same script.
Better. I know that we introduced Murphy today.
Oh,
and what a great day.
Huh?
Yeah, today. And it was great. I mean, he came out and had some incompletions, but he bounced back. And he bounced back so competitive. I mean, so competitive and just wanting to know information. And, you know, we tell him just keep getting better, and they'll stack up. You know, good throw after good throw, and you might have an occasional miss. But I think he's learning what he needs to work on. That's what I know. I think he says, you know what, that's my weakness right there is, you know, I got to use my legs more. That's right. Okay, now let's go to work.
What about Stephen Morris? I mean, so much talk about Bortles.
Yeah, he's done a really good job. The addition of those guys have been great. They understand it. They understand the tempo. They understand the information that's going in, and they've been able to help. On top of it, because they know the information, they've been playing, you know, with less anxiety than most. So they show glimpses, and it's good.
What was it about Stephen Morris that prompted you to reach out and bring him in to camp here?
Well, I think the familiarity. I think we knew him really well. Jed went down there for pro day. He knows what he's all about. Very competitive, came in, understood the role, understood the situation, and still wanted to take on the challenge. So that really impressed us.
Were you pleased with some of the circus catches out there today? Robinson had one, I think.
We kind of launched a couple today to get it going a little bit. But, yeah, I think, you know, just to give everybody involved, again, we talked yesterday about, you know, try to find the playmakers. So to do those styles of throws just to see what they can do, I think is helpful for us to learn about these guys.
Because how much of it is planned when you talk about, like, Bortles did everything on field one here in front of the fans? that's all planned, scripted by you guys?
Yeah, we wanted to have everything, every team part, 7-on-7 on field one because of the fans. We kind of got, when we had people over there, I felt like, you know, some of the times we should have went over there. But individual over there, when we do that, the defense is on field too. So that just happened by coincidence.
I know you were talking about trying to just focus on staying between the lines when you looked at this crowd. How difficult was that when you have seen?
Well, it's great. I mean, it's I told the guys, you know, that, you know, appreciate this. But it's also good for us to know that it shouldn't change anything. Whether there's people here or not, we got to go out there and perform. But it's good, a little added distractions for these guys and to watch and see how they handle it.
What kind of input?
I think Coach Parcells was the biggest one.
Yeah, that's
you know, for some of these guys, because, you know, they look and they go, what? Coach Riley, who is that? You know, one of those things. So, you know, those things are great. And what a, you know, privilege to have him and Coach Henning here today.
Did Parcells talk to the team at all?
No, he did not.
You signed a lot of small school guys that were undrafted. Is that a tough transition for these guys that first weekend? Because then is it just faster?
Well, it is, but, you know, I think the level of competition, but again, the traits is what we went after. You know, some of the small school guys, like in particular.
Cobb, the running back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and he's a little bit banged up right now, but, you know, his traits are really what drew us to him.
Were you glad that Lawson was able to come out today and get some,
yeah,
you know,
that's right. You know, I talked to him. We had to really work hard to get him to be here, really work hard. And to have him here, and then he went back and graduated and came back, and then, you know, he didn't get a chance to go through yesterday's practice, but still was competing. It was a couple times where we thought he got on course and would have had some nice plays on the field, but obviously we're not in pads. So, you know, I think he's a guy. He's already talking to Jonathan Ciprian, Josh Evans, about what they went through last year. You know, and that's good. That's what we need our locker room to do.
You were pleased with Chris Smith yesterday. Said he flashed. Did he follow that up today?
Yeah.
In your opinion?
You know, I didn't get a chance to see him as much. We'll see off of tape, but I'm really intrigued by him, really intrigued. He doesn't, you know, you say his height, not a prototypical Leo type, but his length and his effort and his speed put together are the traits that we're looking for.
Come on, guys. How'd Storm look today?
Pretty good. I checked on that about his injury yesterday. That was just, you know, one of those deals. He was back and went gone. I think for him the challenge is the consistency. Had a good day yesterday. Now come back and have another good day and just build him up. And I think there's times where that's really the message we're sending to him, is that consistent play by him.
So he had consistent first 2 days.
Yes, he did. So yep. Now the challenge is, let's see, can he continue that?
Last one.
You know, Blake's making all the throws, but it looked like it wasn't always pretty getting there. Is that a concern this early in the process?
No, it's not. I think, you know, even us as coaches, we're, you know, we could have three coaches all around him. And everything he does, you know, talk to him, say, okay, now this, use your legs. Okay, follow through, you know, and he can just get – an average. So we just said, hey, let's go out there, let's go through it, let's take it off the tape, sit down, watch it, learn from it, and just try to knock out one area at a time. We knew he had some things that we need to develop, but his leadership and the flashes that you're seeing are what's great about him.